Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got more music and mirth and so much more. We've got madness, we've got improv comedy, we've got it all, because Rebecca Northern and Kevin Kruskerich are in studio with so much happening in March. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning,
good
so
morning.
Much
morning.
Happening
good
March.
Morning.
And hey, that's part of the music.
Somebody warmed up this morning.
I did. I spent a good half hour warming up my vocal cords.
So we've got lots going on in March. Let's talk about the big event that's happening at the Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel. So this is from March 8th. What is happening?
Mirth and music.
It's music and mirth. You got it backwards.
Oh.
Music first.
I was reading from the bottom up.
Yeah,
what a fool.
As you do.
That's what I do.
You love to read from the bottom up.
I do. It's a fundraiser. It's a big fundraiser for the Emily Murphy Center, which
nice.
Does a lot of great work here in town. And we are fortunate enough to be I think we're the mirth part, right?
We're the mirth part of the music and mirth. So there'll be an evening of music and improv comedy.
Yeah, Eric Lundgren and Evangelina Cambites.
Yeah, amazing.
Singing, beautiful voice.
$45.
Wow.
All the funds go to the Emily Murphy Center.
And this is a big hall in terms of the Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel. Have you ever performed there or done anything like that? At that location.
I'm not at that location.
No,
so yeah. Excited.
And if we sell it out, it will be one of the largest audiences we've ever played to. Is that true? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, as improvisers.
In my mind, we're playing to thousands.
Oh, yes, always.
Well, it's a big hall, so we're going to pack the place. Again, it's all proceeds going to the Emily Murphy Center. So it's music and mirth, so you got some great music. And are you doing the improv comedy kind of thing?
We are.
Yes, it's the only thing we know how to do anymore.
Yeah, we've just reduced ourselves to that. We are. We're going to do a whole set. And as you know, we never know what it's going to be, but we're doing a full improv set for the evening.
Based off some suggestions from the audience.
Yep.
Maybe we'll even bring an audience member up on stage. We haven't done that in a long time.
Fantastic.
Only a willing audience member. We never drag.
Shh, we need to sell tickets. Don't we?
So again, you can get tickets through ticketscene.ca. They are available now. It's for Saturday, March 8th. This is at 7:30 p.m. at the Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel. And it says snacks included with admission. So there you go.
Yeah,
what a
so
night
I
out.
I think you show up and then they just hand you a bag of chips.
I was not told what the snacks are, but a great evening out to support a really, really important establishment
really fun,
in our community.
Fun night, yeah.
You bet. All proceeds from that going to the Emily Murphy Center. But that's not enough. You've got more going on in March.
We do.
Wow.
What we are calling March Madness.
March Madness. So we'll be back at Birch and Wynn. Every Friday. Oh, I know. I always do that. Oh.
How many times have we done shows there, and you still? Don't?
I'm starting a campaign to change the name to Birch and Wynn. We'll be there every Friday.
Every Friday.
But
March.
We're going to do our better work at the Emily Murphy fundraiser. We'll do average work on Fridays.
Just mediocre work.
Yeah,
on Friday nights.
Mediocre comedy on Fridays.
So again, this is Fridays, and so you can actually take in both. They're Fridays at Birch and Wynn, or of course the big show Saturday, March 8th at the Best Western plus the Arden Park Hotel. So again, for the March Madness, it's improv comedy, and it's four nights only. And is it cash only again for something like this?
Cash only, because we are the laziest administrators in all of Stratford.
Yep. Just cash, $20 cash at the door.
Yeah, we don't want to take your reservations.
It's the full menu at Birch and Wynn.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful food there, lots of great wine flights, and more comedy.
And us being funny. And maybe a friend or two dropping by if we feel like really invite. We put and friends on the poster, but...
It's giggles, wine flights, snacks, it's March Madness, improv comedy at its finest with Spontaneous Theater. You must love improv comedy. Like for me, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you never know what they're going to throw at you for something like this. And it would make me feel nervous, but you love it. You just love it.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's just years of training. So you sort of...
And friendship.
Years of training and friendship.
Years of training.
It's at this point now, we've been doing this so long that it's... really exciting. Like I really miss it when I don't do it because it's a real thrill.
I hate it. It's terrifying. I don't look forward to it. I'm being dragged against my will there. No, that's not true.
Yeah, it's really fun. And we really like doing it together because after 30 years friendship.
You said the number 30 years, but we're only 34.
Yeah, we met when we were in
kindergarten. Look so good.
From the last run, was there a challenging one that someone threw out or in terms of a scenario? How do you work it? Do you take different suggestions? Is it one scenario with something else, or how does that work?
It depends on the night.
Okay.
Really, sometimes we will just get a suggestion of a name, like a person's name I love to get. Yeah. Start with a character and then something happens. Sometimes we get a story. Over the Christmas run we did, we got...
people's real life holiday memory stories.
Sort of memory stories of like a really fantastic Christmas or a really disastrous Christmas. And we got stories and we sort of built a play from that. And other times we've done where we do where the audience is a bit more involved and they'll write just lines of dialogue that, or a quote or a piece of a poem or something, and they have them on little slips of paper and we scatter it around the stage and we just sort of pick up pieces of paper as we go and use that line of dialogue and incorporate it and it starts to build a story.
I would say, like, unlike Whose Line Is It Anyway? I mean, we can do those games. We do short form games sometimes, but we have also asked the audience to vote. Do you want to see short form, quick improv sketch like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Or would you like us to improvise a one act play for you? And exclusively the audience has been voting for one act play,
Really?
Which we like as actors, okay. Because then it's sort of like we get the best of both worlds where we get to be funny sometimes, but we get to satisfy our actor. Our inner actor, by
yeah, and you
doing
can really expand
narrative.
On the idea, sort of thing, too. Yeah,
improvising an hour-long play.
Yeah,
and hopefully there's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
One of the plays we did over Christmas, Kevin was the lead character, and I had to play everyone else.
Yeah.
And I was exhausted.
Yeah,
by
it's
the
a
end.
Lot of hard work.
I really left all of it on the stage. My heart, my sweat, my tears.
See, there you go. They give it their all each and every performance. My goodness, it's Music and Mirth. And that, again, is set for Saturday, March 8th at the Best Western Plus, the Arden Park Hotel. All proceeds from that going to Emily Murphy Center. And you can also take in March Madness Improv Comedy with Kevin and Rebecca and friends. And that's happening Fridays through March. So that's Friday, March 17th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. 7:30 p.m. shows at Birch and Wine or Birch and Win. Or you can win at Birch and Wine.
You can win at Birch and
you
Wine.
You can win at Birch and Wine.
That's how you announce.
Oh, I love it.
So again, get your tickets for the Music and Mirth, or again, bring your cash at the door for a Birch and Wine. Looking ahead, you've got Goblins coming up, Rebecca,
Goblin
Stratford
Oedipus
Festival.
In the fall, yes, bringing that lovely family drama to the festival. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, can't wait. Just got back from doing Goblin Macbeth in Edmonton.
Oh, and how'd that go?
At the Citadel. Fantastic. We sold out the run.
Oh, fantastic.
People love the goblins. It's mysterious, but we'll ride that train.
Oh, fantastic. So we're looking forward to more great shows. Thank you so much for dropping by. Again, wish you great success with both the big event at the Best Western Plus, the Arden Park Hotel, and of course, all the improv nights at Birch and White. Thanks for doing this. It's a lot of fun, and this has obviously been an ongoing success.
Yeah.
Like these Birch and Wine runs have been great.
They've been really great.
We love playing for the locals.
We do love playing for the locals. And what we love is the more we're doing it, we're seeing regulars. We're seeing people come back. But every time we're doing it, we're seeing new faces show up, which is really exciting.
We have one audience member, a regular, who just turned 18.
Yeah.
And they've been at every show.
They've been at every show.
Which is thrilling.
Yeah.
It makes me feel cool that a teenager comes to see our comedy.
Fantastic. Kevin Gruskowicz and Rebecca Northern, thanks so much and have a great run with these shows in March.
Thank you so much. Jenny.